read us the book by the famous book by Bilevich on classical circuit theory, he calls it, that was published in America, which does this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but the traditions are different. Anyhow, in Bilevich's, so that is circuits, not microwave circuits, but in Bilevich's approach, it's an analysis tool.
Uh-huh.
Okay, also a synthesis tool, that's true, for that you use it also for the synthesis of circuits. But it's to simplify the theory.
Uh-huh.
You don't arrive at different solutions.
Mm-hmm.
You stick, the solutions you arrive at are the same.
Uh-huh.
But the theory becomes much simpler if you use the scattering approach. And so the way I have done it, I've gone a step further. That is, using these scattering ideas. So you have this wave, I mentioned this wave concept. The waves are a linear combination of, linear, usually in the simplest case, are linear combinations of voltage and current. And that's what you describe. So you have an incident, we call it a wave, but it's as if you had an infinitesimal transmission line in front of a two-port, for instance, of a port. And then these are the waves that propagate on this transmission line. Well, you can consider it like this. That is how you can get to the concept of these waves. So they are really related to waves, although you can formally define them without thinking about waves at all, but there is always something very fundamental, and that's why I like to mention it, that you have something incident and something reflected.
Uh-huh.
If you have voltage and current, what comes first? What comes first, the egg or the hen? You know, what is the,
mm-hmm.
is the, there is, but here it's not really one comes after the other. Here it's really they are simultaneously. That is the problem of voltage and current. You cannot say the origin is the current that creates the voltage, or the origin is the voltage that creates the current.
Uh-huh.
It's both are there. But in wave quantities, you can say there's an incident wave, and there's a reflected wave, or a transmitted wave, or more generally a scattered wave. So you have something that's arriving and something is afterwards. Which is important, very important from digital signal processing, because digital signal processing, as opposed to analog signal processing, requires sequential ordering. You must carry out operations in sequence.
Right.
You must have a result, then you can carry the next operation, then the next one, and so on. While the Kirchhoff equations in a circuit, they always satisfied, they instantaneously satisfied. So to speak, there's no sequential ordering.
Yeah.
There's the computability, in other words. So the thing is computable, you have an algorithm. The algorithm is by definition computable, so you must be able to assign a sequential ordering in which the operations are being carried out. And I mean, I've realized this only later, I must confess, but that is really what is behind these wave digital ideas, that you have on the one hand the passivity, that you can carry over the passivity. On the other hand, that you have the sequential ordering, to the fact that we use the analogy not on voltage currents,
but on thinking waves. Of it as a wave.
And therefore you get sequential operations, and you satisfy the computability property. So that is really the two important aspects. So the one is passivity and losslessness, which then gives you the sensitivity property. See my experience there after I came back from America and so on. And since then, I've realized how important passivity and losslessness are to solve these kind of problems. And then, although I did not have the solution immediately, but I was quite optimistic that I could also solve the other thing, these limit cycle problems, or I call it now more the robustness problem in algorithms, so the ones where due to the numerical inaccuracies, you have all kinds of disturbing effects in a digital algorithm. And I knew that the stability theory of Lyapunov is the most efficient one, by far the most efficient one, but you need this Lyapunov function, and usually one doesn't have one. But in a passive circuit, stored energy is a natural Lyapunov function, which is a function that can only decrease, can never increase due to passivity, and therefore at a minimum of the value, there must be a stable point, because if it moves out of the minimum, it will always return to the minimum due to dissipation.
Yeah.
And so it's a natural stability. And this, of course, the robustness problem is far more general, because the real, what I call the robustness problem, is really how much does the ideal algorithm, so the algorithm with infinite precision, arithmetic, differ from the actual algorithm, that is the one where you have finite precision arithmetic.
Yeah.
Or I should say it the other way around, how does the one with finite precision, so the actual one, differ from the ideal one with infinite precision. So it's much more complicated than the so-called limit cycle problem, which is so a zero input limit cycle problem, as it's usually called in the digital signal processing. But it is related to it, and therefore I was thinking, if I start from a passive circuit, I was quite confident that I could get access to such a Lyapunov function, and therefore I could also solve this stability and more generally robustness problem. And that is how I got with this, I call it then the wave digital filter, I had to give it a name, and they were digital filters, but they were based on the wave concept.
Uh-huh.
That's why I called them the wave digital filter.